News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, and by the way, I always say this, if you find yourself driving outside the overly broad range of our, you know, AM-FM capability right here at WVNN, ain't no worries. Listen, all you got to do is go to any smart device on your phone, your iPad, wherever you are, your computer, and go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So that's why we have so many people that listen to us way outside of the usual range of our AM-FM. Now, we got listeners in multiple states. We got listeners, you know, that call in from out of state. We got folks down in South Alabama. I'm just telling you, it's good. And listen, by the way, I'm going to jump on this. Speaking of South Alabama, there's a place down in Sampson, Alabama. A lot of folks drive through there on the way to the beach. It's like a pass-through on the way to the beach on Highway 87. And I'm just telling you right now, it's called the Alabama Pecan Company. And they are excellent right now at putting together Christmas gifts for clients and all that. So it's, you know, the old saying is better to give than to receive. Well, finding the perfect gift can kind of be rough sometimes. So if you want to send your customers a little piece of home with the Alabama Pecan Company, just choose from any of their ready-to-ship items or create custom gift boxes to suit your business and your clients. Just take all that guesswork out. Go to Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. Let them handle getting the gifts under the tree. I understand they already got a sale a couple days ago from somebody on Right Side Radio, so thank you for that. All right, folks. That was so, Copper, what'd you think of the storyline there? The truth. I mean, that happened to my niece. True story.
That's hilarious. Talk about dag jokes that went a little too far.
Well, but you got to admit it was an epic moment.
Yes.
Called her on her honeymoon and said, so, darling, as your dad and your pastor, you're going to have to go ahead and get separate rooms. And this long pause.
Right.
I'm not trying to drop the dime on which of my nieces this was, because half of Huntsville might know her, but I'm just saying, if you knew her, you'd know that a long pause in the conversation is not her norm. And so she literally, like, pause, quiet, waiting. And then she goes, Dad, that is not going to happen. So, anyway.
Yeah, but you don't need the government's approval. You've already taken your vows. It's the vows that make you married.
Well, that's just it. You know what? I need to get in touch with State Senator Greg Allbritton. He's the one who carried that bill. And I literally was. I was opposed to it every year, like for 3 years in a row. And I can't recall now if they passed it after I left or if they passed it without my support. Either way, I didn't vote for it. But basically, I did. I just felt like we were reducing the beauty of marriage down to a contract. That's all it was. And, yeah. You know, what do you do when you're getting divorced? Then you go to court and sue for breach of contract? I mean, what are we doing here? And, but I don't think anybody ever anticipated the state could reject it, and then technically you're not married. That's wacky. So, yeah, I'm going to call Greg Allbritton to say, hey, dude, your bill, the one that I opposed for 3 years, look what happened to my niece, and see what he has to say about it. But he's a friend. I'm pretty sure he'll laugh with me. But then hopefully he'll go back to the drawing board and say, you guys can't reject a marriage. But yeah. Hey, but so where I'm going with that, by the way, so number one on the triple dipper is going to be defunding the police is dead. And I'm going to talk about this thing that happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin last night. And it's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely one of the most awful, tragic things I think I've ever seen. And there are videos out there right now that I just got to caution you. If you go to watch one of the videos, understand, if you're going to like YouTube or something, they may not be edited, and they're awful. As this car went charging through a Christmas parade, literally just slamming into bodies as it went. And they say that right now the numbers are 5 dead and well over 40 seriously injured. And it's an awful situation. Well, it turns out the driver of that vehicle was out on bail from other violent crimes and a series of violent offenses that string back to the 90s, and they've continually been soft on him, and he never should have been there behind the wheel of that vehicle in the first place. Sometimes government screws it up, and this is a classic example. So we're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about how that all branches into the whole defund the police type attitude. And folks, I'm just telling you, I got an article right here, came off of CNN, I believe it is. Nope, Yahoo News. titled Defund the Police is dead. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So number one on the Triple Dipper, Defund the Police is dead. I got the title of this number one on the Triple Dipper from this article right here on Yahoo News, dated just, oh gosh, this is dated about 2 weeks ago, actually. Defund the Police is dead. Long live police reform is the title of the article. And it basically goes on to say, hey, that defund the police idea, it's a dead idea. It's actually been true for some months now, I guess. But, you know, think back. In Minneapolis, just, what, a month ago? In Minneapolis, the same city where the George Floyd incidents occurred, where, you know, Derek Chauvin was put on trial for the murder of George Floyd as a police officer. Police brutality became a thing. Allegations flew left and right. Demonstrations that rose up around the world, really. And defund the police became this mantra. And it was weird. Well, you'd think in a city like Minneapolis, where all that originated, that the people of Minneapolis would be the first ones to say, defund the police, we want them gone. No. No. They heartily rejected it at the polls. Heartily. And so, listen, a Pew Research, according to this article, a Pew Research study finds that nearly half of America wants police funding increased. And notably, Black and Hispanic Democrats are more likely to back that funding bump than their white counterparts. White Democrats don't seem to want it, but Black and Hispanic Democrats largely do. Places like Austin, Texas, where voters on a Tuesday about 3 weeks ago rejected a measure to increase the budget of the local police department. That's the exception, not the rule. So what's next? Well, first of all, Democrat, you know, pollsters and strategists are saying, stop saying defund the police. It's killing us. Stop it. Well, when you do things like defund the police, what do you think happens to crime? Well, so all the right side ruffians just said, crime goes up. Yes, it does. Absolutely. You go soft on crime, you reduce policing, guess what? Crime goes up. That's just the common sense review right there. Well, story out of Fox News right now, following up on last night's incidents in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And let me tell you, you know, I'm not going to jump to any conclusions. I mean, I watched that story break last night, and the first thought I had was, oh my gosh, not Wisconsin again, because, you know, the Rittenhouse trial was just this past Friday. It finally resolved. In fact, I'm looking over here on the big screen here in the studio, and there's discussion about the Rittenhouse trial right now with his attorney. Right down the road. So Waukesha and where was he? Kenosha. I think they were literally, I looked at them on the map. It looks like they're roughly 20 to 25 minutes apart. They both surround the Milwaukee area. And I thought, Lord, God bless Wisconsin. What is going on up there? And I was so hopeful to find out that they're not connected. Well, right now we have no connection. I'll say that right up front. We have no connection between the events at the Christmas parade, which I'm about to tell you more about, and what happened in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. I'm going to go ahead for right now and operate under the assumption that it's an awful, awful coincidence that they are in the same state within days of each other. And it does appear that way. But they've now arrested somebody. If you're not familiar what happened last night, literally a local Christmas parade. And aren't local parades wonderful? They're just like this kind of old school, like, you know, moment in time when people just put aside all the junk and they forget about things like COVID and whatever else, and they get out on the street and they just celebrate the season as, you know, marching bands and dancers and floats go by. Well, last night in the middle of Waukesha's Christmas parade, the first one they'd had in a while because it got canceled for the pandemic last year, a guy named, it appears to be a guy named Daryl Brooks, who's now been arrested, came just basically just flying down through the parade in his personal SUV. Just came flying through there. Literally right now, the death toll is at 5 people dead, 40 injured, 18 of which are children. It's a horrible situation. Here's my point. Here's why this fits in the triple dipper. Here's why I'm saying defund the police and going soft on bail, soft on sentencing, all that wraps together to make bad things happen. Well, this guy was supposed to be in jail right now. He has a rap sheet that goes back for years for violent crime. Violent crime. This is not some low-level offender. It's a guy who has violent criminal past. And he was already on charges at that particular moment for reckless endangerment and being a felon in possession of a firearm. And due to a court scheduling conflict that would have deprived him of a speedy trial, his bail was reduced to $500. I'm saying, his bail was reduced to $500. And then, that was in February of this year. And then this month, Milwaukee authorities had to charge Brooks again with another reckless endangering criminal, a felony bail jumping, battery, obstructing an officer, and disorderly conduct. And he allegedly ran over a woman with his own car, the same one he drove in the Christmas parade. And yet on November 11th, just 11 days ago, he was released on $1,000 cash bail. Folks, if there's not something wrong with that system, I don't know what is. This guy never should have been out there driving through that parade. He never should have been on the street. Never. And yet what we see there is a decision being made to make it so easy for criminals and so hard now for the victims. And there are 5 families who have lost loved ones and many others whose lives have been just wrecked. Not to mention the number of people, children included, who watched bodies getting destroyed by his car as he came flying through there. And if you see the videos, I'm just telling you, fair warning, they're awful. Well, so what about this? The whole defund the police movement, right? Democrats, defund the police. Except right now, Democrat strategists are saying, don't do it. Please, stop saying that. You're killing us. Look at what happened in places like the Virginia elections. I mean, people spoke up. They're sick of this stuff. This is not the world that they want America to be. And so here's an article, another one off Yahoo News. That's twice on Yahoo News today. Yahoo News by Haston Willis. Fund the police. Biden tries to distance Democrats from defund movement. You think? Well, here you go. The man at the top of the ticket, President Joe Biden, on this past Thursday, he signed a trio of bills designed to aid law enforcement around the country. That's right. He did. 3 bills. The first one is designed to offer improved access to benefits for first responders that are disabled in the line of duty. That's good stuff. I like it. The second one establishes requirements for peer support, counseling, and ensures confidentiality. Okay. I think what they're talking about there is like helping each other, like folks in blue, first responders, through their life crises. And if that's what I'm thinking it is, that's good. The third one ensures that anyone who tries to kill a U.S. federal officer on foreign soil can be prosecuted in the United States. Ooh, like that. Guess who didn't vote for it? The squad. AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Cori Bush all voted no on these bills. They were the only 3 holdouts. So, but Biden went in and signed these 3 into law and basically said, we've got to support our law enforcement because they know that they're getting crucified for heading down the wrong path here. Defund the police, that thing's dead. That thing is a DOA with the voters. Now, even right now, CNN's reporting, I got another story here. CNN's reporting that the defund police was actually a massive mistake, period. It's not just like it's already lost, people have lost their love for it. They're saying it was a mistake from the get-go. Even liberals like Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, have you seen him? The guy is extremely, I mean, like, wow, liberal. Like, oh, out there, liberal. Like, define liberal. Look in the dictionary. There's his picture. And yet he's saying, this was not a good thing. Defund the police. We could not ever let that get out there again. It's not a good thing. That's his words. 9 members of the Minneapolis City Council appeared in an event together in June of 2020 and pledged they would work to dismantle the police force. Yep. They did it up on a stage with a big sign that said, defund the police. City council members. Yep. We are committed to dismantling policing as we know it in the city of Minneapolis. And the message was picked up again by the squad and some others. And so what we had there was this whole thing during the June season when we had all that happen with the summer of rioting with the George Floyd follow-ups that led to things like the Rittenhouse trial that we just went through this past week. Well, Democrats right now, especially the mainstream Democrats, are saying, stop it. You know, I'm sure at this point they wish the progressives would break off and be their own party. I got to tell you, speaking of which, it's amazing when you find out that things are not the way you think they are. There are Democrats right now who wish the progressive wing of the Democrat Party would just break off and go do their own thing. Just please, would you just go away? Just go be who you are by yourselves without a D next to your name. Be something else. Be the P Party, the Progressive Party, the P Party. Anyway, so and I started to say a moment ago, I can remember, like, I had guys that I served with overseas, some from Oregon, some from New York. The guys from New York were from upstate, like in Buffalo. The guys from Oregon, they were, like, from all over the state, but a lot of them were from east of the Cascades. And the both of them told me, the states are, like, fractured. In Oregon, if you're west of the Cascades toward the coast, liberal as it can be, the rest of the state's like Alabama. Same thing in New York. They said upstate New York wishes New York City would form its own state and please leave them alone. That's just funny to me. I never would have expected that. All that to say, within the Democrat Party right now, they are fractured. They are tired of it. They are ready for the progressives to please stop with the defund the police. What's funny, though, and we're going to move to our break right now, but when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you, the most liberal DA in the world is the guy out in San Francisco. And suddenly, he's outraged because of crime in his area. He's been letting people go free. Anyway, we'll talk about that. But yes, I do believe defund the police is dead. At the very least, it's on life support. Never should have been around to begin with. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, let me tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions. Burn that name into your mind. If you are looking for a job, ZLA Solutions. Just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over Alabama. Some of them with great pay and benefits like you've been looking for, right? But if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they can do that for you too. They'll do all the recruiting, all the background checks, drug testing if you need it. They are literally, doesn't matter, blue collar, white collar, no collar. I'm just saying, if you are looking for a job or looking to hire people, go to ZLAUSA.com for ZLA Solutions. That's what they do, and they are the best. They like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. ZLA Solutions, ZLAUSA.com. All right, so I was back on the storyline, number one of the Triple Dipper today, defund the police is dead. Now, Charlene just sent me a link to a story, and I read through it, and it said some things that are in line with things that I'm saying. Defund the police as a overt, truly defund the police, like the kind like AOC would want, I think that is dead. What there is still an undercurrent of, though, in that article that she points out to me that came from The Nation, I believe, literally says that there's an underlying current of reform, though. And just keep in mind, though, even Republicans have said there's some measure of reform they're willing to support. I mean, Tim Scott, Senator Tim Scott, had a great bill for bringing police reform to the U.S. Senate, and the Democrats wouldn't even hear about it because he didn't fit their narrative. He was a black Republican, and they were not going to entertain anything he had to say about it. It was not his right to speak to those things. Well, okay. But nonetheless, maybe there's some room for police reform. I don't know what that would be, but I suppose that's still true. But defund the police, done. Well, let me tell you about San Francisco's DA. Oh yeah, what's this guy's name? Bowden, I believe. And he was the one that was funded by George Soros. No lie, not a conspiracy theory, real deal. Funded by George Soros, became the most liberal district attorney. There are people that are freaking out about him. He and the guy in Los Angeles are awful. Awful. It's like their mission in life is to go soft on crime. Not like, it is. Well, did you see the thing about the flash mob lootings going on right now in San Francisco? This is his district. This is Mr. Soft on Crime guy. This is Mr. Defund the Police guy, who is now suddenly outraged by mass lootings of luxury stores. So what happened was, literally, get this, if you haven't seen it, it's crazy. They had like, I forgot how many cars just went screaming up in front of a Nordstrom, and people wearing masks and some of them carrying weapons came jumping out. They say that upwards of 80 people ran through the doors, ransacked Nordstrom's, and were back out the door, jumped in the cars, and the whole caravan was gone within just a couple of minutes. I mean, literally, they say that over $1 million worth of merchandise was just literally ripped out of the stores, and they ran out with it. It's happened twice now. Twice. Like in the last 2 days. And so the DA is like freaking out about this. Well, he should. It's his district. He says he's had over, he's bragging back in June, he had over 1,000 emails demanding San Francisco defund the police department. Yeah, he was all in then. Until this week, he's now saying that he's outraged by the criminal activity going on in his district. Well, where were you, dude, when you were bragging about defunding the police and you're the district attorney? You're the guy that is supposed to be entrusted with putting people away. And so, literally, you've got him trying to change his tune now. Critics are calling him soft on crimes like shoplifting. And I, by the way, I do subscribe to the broken windows theory. If you haven't heard of that, back when Giuliani was mayor of New York, he had a theory, I believe it was called the broken windows theory, that if you allow low-level crime, like people throwing rocks through windows, to happen, they will continue to escalate up. And so when you let the little stuff go, it leads to big stuff. And so they called it the broken windows theory. Well, old boy in San Francisco, he didn't get that. He's been so soft on things like shoplifting. People know they can walk into a store and walk out with something and not even face charges. Yep. Things like the Waukesha guy again. Looking at a story right now. This one came, I believe, off of the Post-Millennial. I think this is where it came from. The Waukesha massacre suspect. They're calling him the massacre suspect. By the way, Charlene just sent me another link. Says that they announced at the press conference just a little while ago that I didn't get to see, because I was coming on the air, that it is not believed that there was any terrorism involved. So that appears to be checked off the list. The Waukesha Christmas Parade massacre, they're calling it, does not appear to be terrorism related. But guess what? Like I said earlier, old boy was a criminal of the highest order, a violent criminal. And The same guy who plowed through all these people, killed 5 and injured at least 40, was previously arrested for running over a woman with his car. You're hearing me? And it's inappropriate how low his bail was. His actual crime, one of his actual crimes in recent history, was running over someone with his car intentionally. And all these crimes, another story that came off Fox. Fox is saying right here, his rap sheet goes back to the 90s. Oh, what do we got here? July 2020. Reckless endangerment. 2005, 2003. Obstruction of an officer in the line of duty. 2002. Felony drug possession. 2010. Strangulation felony charges. 2012. Misdemeanor bail jumping and felony drug charges. On and on and on, and leading up to where we are today. Folks, defund the police needs to be dead. You can't go soft on crime and expect crime to get better. It doesn't work that way. All right, we're coming back after the top of the hour with my friend Brian Taylor. Going to talk about the Rittenhouse trial and defamation, like what happens when a president defames you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.